Welcome to episode 1232 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Today, we continue our series, 1010 with Jesus, a deeper look, with our chapter, Ripped from the Headlines, in which we examine Jesus's take on topics of contemporary relevance. How can we make sense of what's going on in our world today? How would Jesus respond to or counsel us about the issues that dominate our news feeds? Few questions stir as much conversation today as the role of women in society and in the church. In cultures where patriarchy has often been the norm, and where women have historically been excluded from leadership or marginalized in influence, the question arises, what did Jesus teach about women? Some have even asked, was Jesus a feminist? Of course, the term feminist didn't exist in the first century, but the question behind it is important. Did Jesus advocate for women's dignity, equality, and flourishing? When we examine his words and actions, the answer is profoundly clear. Jesus consistently affirmed the value, dignity, and agency of women in ways that were revolutionary for his time. To understand Jesus's guidance, we must first understand his world. First century Jewish society was patriarchal. Women were often confined to domestic roles, barred from formal religious teaching, and considered inferior in many social structures. Rabbis were not expected to teach women, and in some circles, a woman's testimony was not accepted in court. Into this world, Jesus stepped with radical inclusion. He spoke with women publicly, taught them as disciples, and welcomed their leadership and witness. What we often take for granted today would have shocked his contemporaries. One of the clearest examples comes in John 4, when Jesus engages the Samaritan woman at the well. Socially, this encounter broke every taboo. She was a Samaritan, an ethnic outsider, a woman marginalized in gender, and someone with a complicated personal history. Yet Jesus not only speaks with her, but engages her in one of the longest theological conversations recorded in the Gospels. She becomes the first evangelist in John's Gospel, running to her village and telling others about him. Through her, many believe. Jesus entrusts spiritual truth and public witness to a woman, affirming both her mind and her voice. Women played a vital role in funding Jesus' ministry. Luke 8 verses 1 to 3 mentions several women who traveled with Jesus and the 12 apostles, supporting them out of their own means. These included Mary Magdalene, Joanna, and Susanna. This financial backing was essential for the group's needs, such as food, lodging, and travel. Their contributions were a testament to their deep commitment and an act of radical generosity in a society where women's economic independence was rare. By accepting and relying on women's aid and companionship, Jesus demonstrated a revolutionary view of their role in both society and faith. In Luke 10 verses 38 to 42, Jesus visits the home of Mary and Martha. Martha is busy with preparations, while Mary sits at Jesus's feet listening to his teaching. In Jewish tradition, to sit at a rabbi's feet was the posture of a disciple. Women were not typically encouraged to take this role. Yet Jesus affirms Mary's choice, saying,
Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her.
Here, Jesus affirms that women are not confined to domestic service, but are invited into the life of learning, discipleship, and theological reflection. He elevates women as full participants in his kingdom. Perhaps the most striking affirmation of women's role comes at the resurrection. In all four Gospels, women are the first witnesses to the empty tomb. Mary Magdalene is the first to see the risen Christ and is sent by him to announce the news to the disciples. In a culture that discounted women's testimony, Jesus entrusts the central proclamation of the Christian faith, the resurrection, to women. This is no accident. It is a deliberate affirmation of their dignity and agency. In effect, women became the apostles to the apostles. Jesus also restores dignity to women through healing and compassion. He heals a woman bent over for 18 years, calls her a daughter of Abraham, a rare and dignifying title, and confronts those who would prioritize legalism over her liberation. He allows a bleeding woman to touch him, commends her faith, and calls her daughter. He defends a woman caught in adultery, refusing to let her be shamed or stoned, and tells her to go and sin no more. Over and over, Jesus treats women with honor, compassion, and agency, in contrast to the societal norms of his day. Was Jesus a feminist? The word feminist carries many meanings today, from advocating women's equality to particular political movements. Jesus did not use such categories, but by every measure, he elevated women's status far beyond what was common in his time. He affirmed their dignity, welcomed them as disciples, entrusted them with leadership, and treated them as equal image bearers of God. If feminist means advocating for the full humanity and value of women, then yes, Jesus embodied that more deeply than any movement ever could. His concern was not for one group's power over another, but for the restoration of God's image in all people, male and female alike. Let's get deep. Jesus reflects God's original design. In Genesis, God created humanity male and female, both in his image. Sin corrupted that partnership, leading to domination and inequality. Jesus restores the original vision, equal dignity, equal worth, shared mission. Jesus confronts cultural norms. He was unafraid to break social taboos, speaking with women publicly, teaching them, entrusting them with witness. His character is one of courage, compassion, and radical inclusivity. Jesus affirms the mind and voice of women. By teaching Mary, conversing with the Samaritan woman, and commissioning Mary Magdalene, he affirms that women's minds are capable of theological reflection, and their voices are essential for proclamation. Jesus reveals God's justice. His interactions with women reveal that God does not accept human systems of exclusion. He confronts injustice wherever it exists, whether in oppressive laws, hypocritical leaders, or dismissive attitudes. Jesus' mission is for all. His kingdom is not for men only or for the powerful. It is for all women, men, children, the poor, the marginalized. By welcoming women as disciples and witnesses, he shows that his mission is expansive, inclusive, and liberating. What does this mean for us today? Honor the image of God. See women as full image bearers of God, with dignity, wisdom, and leadership potential. Challenge cultural bias. Where society or even the church excludes women, we must follow Jesus' example and resist. Celebrate women's voices. Listen to, learn from, and support the contributions of women in theology, leadership, and witness. Practice justice. Address systems that marginalize or exploit women, whether through violence, inequity, or silencing. Live as a community of equals. In Christ, as affirmed in Galatians 3 verse 28, there is neither male nor female, but all are one. The church must model this unity and equality.
She has done a beautiful thing for me. You will always have the poor with you, and you can be kind to them whenever you wish, but you will not always have me. She has poured this perfume on my body to prepare it for burial. You can be sure that wherever the good news is told all over the world, people will remember what she has done.
The role of women in Jesus' teaching and ministry is clear. He affirmed their dignity, welcomed them as disciples, and entrusted them as witnesses. In a world that devalued them, he elevated them. In a culture that silenced them, he gave them voice. In a system that confined them, he set them free. Was Jesus a feminist? Perhaps not in the political sense we use the word today, but he embodied something even greater: the Creator's vision of equality, justice, and partnership. He restored God's image in women and men alike, and showed that in his kingdom, all are called, all are loved, and all are sent. Following Jesus means living out this vision, honoring women as co-heirs of the kingdom, resisting systems of oppression, and building communities where every image bearer can flourish. For in Christ, dignity is restored, and his mission is entrusted to all. Father, we thank you that from the beginning, you created both men and women in your image. Forgive us for the ways we have failed to honor that image, whether by silencing, excluding, or diminishing the voices of women. Teach us to see as Jesus sees, to love as he loves, and to affirm the dignity and calling of every person you have made. Help us to build communities that reflect the inclusiveness of your kingdom, where men and women serve side by side as co-heirs of grace. May we live faithfully as your people, bearing witness to the unity and equality found in Christ. That's our episode. Remember, God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full. today.